There are people out there who are making magic at the moment, and there is a lot to be found in the world of community choirs. Now, With One Voice, national movement, they've got choirs all around designed to be open to everyone. It's not about your talent. It's about your passion, and it's about the community. And recently, they joined all virtually and recorded their own version of the 2001 hit Amazing from Aussie muso Alex Lloyd, something that we were talking about just the other day as maybe getting a look in on the Triple J Hottest 100 Aussie Songs of All Time. Maybe it should be this version. When it's just like that, close your eyes. Maybe it feels that you're not in mine. Every road is at your door, just like 100 times before. But you don't want to be the end. You were amazing. So I thought, let's talk a bit more about how choirs operate like this. And Christiana Withers is the conductor of the One With One Voice Ballarat Choir. Hey, so nice to chat. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Was it like having a listen to that being played?
Yeah, it was great. Like getting to hear it from, you know, like with everyone else put in, because like we've just been practicing with our choir, and then just to hear it with choirs from all over Australia was amazing.
Isn't it incredible? Because we have spoken, you and I, in the past about the community that you find within your choir, within being in the one room. But knowing that there's so many other choirs, this is a national model. I think there's like 25 choirs right around the country. It just makes you feel part of something huge.
Yeah. Have you looked at the video with all the different choirs?
Isn't it incredible? Isn't it? Yeah. It's just when you are looking for something to put a smile on your face, things like this are absolutely wonderful. Who comes along to the Ballarat Choir? What sort of person becomes involved?
Look, we have people from all walks of life. In fact, just last week we had three people walk in, and it was three people from their generation. It was the daughter, the mum, and the grandmother. So it was just wonderful to see all three generations come in and have an experience where they can connect with other people and sing and just, you know, and we're preparing for a concert which we're performing in July. And of course, so, you know, when new people come in, it's not like we're starting from the beginning and we're learning a song. Like they were having to, you know, just sing along with us having known these songs for a few weeks. And but they just loved it. Hopefully they'll be there again tonight.
And this is the thing, particularly with the With One Voice model, it is about that inclusivity. It is about being an open place for people to come and discover themselves.
Yep. Yeah. And I think, as I said to you last time, that for some people, Wednesday night is the highlight of their week because they just get to come and just sit and sing and chat with people. For some, this is their social evening for the week. And we do end our rehearsal with a little supper. So, you know, you get to have and sometimes I actually have to tell them that they have to wait till supper before they can chat because I've got to get the singing stuff done.
I kind of joked before, it's not about your talent, it's about your passion for community. But often, even when I mention this to people, they're like, oh, yeah, no, but I can't sing. And I'm like, yeah. Didn't I just say that it wasn't about your talent? So just reassure people that this is for everyone, Christiana.
That's right. And in fact, one of the ladies that came last week said she when I introduced her, she said, just so you know, I can't sing. And we all went, that's fine. We're all just here to have a bit of fun and to, you know, just connect. And look, I know a lot of people think that they can't sing. You know, they may have been told before that they can't sing. But look, God's given us all the ability to sing. We may not be able to sing amazingly, but it doesn't matter. When we get together, we, you know, help each other and it doesn't matter. It's great to be together and, you know, to make that connection and to have that, you know, opportunity to experience joy of singing together.
Not all of us are on our way to an ARIA award, but we all can do something beautiful in a group as well. And I often hear these sort of tales about what kind of almost a physical buzz comes out of singing in a choir.
Yeah. I actually think that there is that chemical or a scientific, research that shows that when we sing, you know, we release endorphins and, you know, even if we're not singing well, it just gives you that joy.
I know that you've done quite a lot of study in music on a professional level. Do you still get a kick out of this community side of it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, often, you know, I don't know what it's called. I think it's like imposter syndrome, you know, when people feel like they, you know, they're going to be tapped on the shoulder and say, what do you think you're doing? And even though, you know, I've had so much experience and I'm about to head off to Europe for an orchestra tour.
Oh.
But, you know, I still sometimes feel like someone's going to come and say, hey, I can do this better. But I figure while no one's tapping me on the shoulder, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing and loving it.
You can't just drop that in a chat with me and expect me not to ask. What's happening in Europe? This is exciting.
Oh, so I play percussion with the Ballarat Wind Orchestra, and we're heading off for our fourth tour overseas. Oh. And we're travelling in France and Italy and performing with Sally Ann Russell and our conductor, Mario Durbening. So, yeah, we're heading off on Monday.
That is going to be absolutely beautiful. But is the choir in good hands while you're away?
The choir has been put in wonderful hands. One of my colleagues who I used to work with, Maria Russell is going to be taking over for me while I'm gone. And I have absolute confidence that the choir will be buzzing along while I'm buzzing away over overseas.
It should be noted, these choirs do run off on a donation model, and I know that they're trying to raise quite a significant amount of money by the end of this month, but you've clearly got a lot of passionate people who are there to offer that support.
Yes, yes, we do. We do. And, hopefully the more that our amazing song video clip goes out, there'll be more people who are inclined to say, oh, yeah, I want to give those people some money. So, yes, hopefully that will be a very successful donation raising.
I will go and I'll let you go and check visas and everything else you've got to do before you go, Christiana. But give me that quick pitch for anyone listening right now. Why would they want to go and join a choir?
All right. So if you are a person and you have desires or needs and you just want to have a good night out, then it's for you. Come tonight to the Ballarat North Bowling Club at 6 o'clock and just come and be welcomed and have a good sing and find some joy in your life.
Christiana, thank you so much. Christiana Withers is the conductor of the Ballarat chapter of the One With One Voice Choir. She is an incredibly accomplished musician as well who's about to be on her way. I know there's some other One Voice choirs. I think there's Myrtleford and Sunbury as well. They are not your only option around.